goodness, we really fixed you up tonight. Open up with a completely and totally different piece of opening music tonight. I think the board op got scared I wouldn't get back in time, so we figured we better can the regular opening music. Good evening and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. It is interesting because I have planned next to nothing for this hour. It's been crazy. I got the call late this morning and asked if I would take John's program tonight, and was happy to do so. It's always a pleasure to work with Bob. And, worked on a few things, and, who knows what the hour will bring. We'll go wherever it lands with us. Glad to have you here on this 30th day of August, next to the last day in the month, I think. And that got I commonly referred to as the Guns of August. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they have pulled the guns out this month, watching the gyrations of Wall Street, watching what's been taking place in the metals markets, watching gold go up to 1900, get pulled back to the 17s, the high 17s, and work its way right back up. Gold currently up $8 in the aftermarket at $1,838 an ounce. Global Dow's up 10 at 1,893. The parity there is quite interesting, or the closeness. S&P 500 closed up 3 today at 1,213. That's 1,213. NASDAQ up 14 at 2,576. And the Dow, Lord knows why, up 21 at 11,560. It is amazing. I look at one of the headlines. Dow extends winning run. What winning run? The Dow just a couple of years ago stood at around 13,000 plus points. It's fallen, and it can't seem to get back up. They're trying their darndest, but it ain't happening. Stay with us. We'll be back with you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Friends, to a Tuesday evening installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Apparently, the producer just told me that I got back late on the opening, and that's why he had to skip into some other music. Got to watch out for those nasty words that we have in that piece of music anyway. I don't even know where I left off. Watching economic headlines on and off all at the point my head starts spinning. And it gets increasingly difficult. Now, coming up for the rest of the week, Wednesdays, of course, our good friend Roger Sales is usually with us. Roger is going to take tomorrow evening off, and that's actually at my request. It's not that I'm trying to stop you from hearing him. It actually grinds me. But I'm going to have a short week this week. So I'm going to need to be here through tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or Thursday. I'll be coming up with Robbie Noel on the flip side for a couple of hours as we do our weekly, we like to call it our tag team, but doing a program together becomes important for the things he and I continue to work on. Thursday, during this time slot, unless something happens, John Stadtmiller will be carrying the National Intel Report over for a third hour this week with a gentleman he is, I believe, lined up to have on as a guest and has requested the hour, and I was more than happy to give it to him because I am grabbing my granddaughter, my 7-year-old, out of school after school on Thursday, and she and Grandma and Grandpa is heading up to the mountains for the weekend. Now, we took her up there with us last year and just had the greatest time. And she didn't get to do anything this summer, and her older sister did. And so when I knew we were going up there to have our annual get-together with some friends at the ranch, so to speak, called my granddaughter and asked her if she wanted to go. And her eyes just got big as saucers, like an old DeGrazia painting. And she just can't wait to go. And she calls me every night. Called me last night, 3 more days, Dotto. And I know she's going to call me tonight and tell me 2 more days, Dotto. So I can't wait to go. She's a lot of fun to be with. She can also be a pain in the butt, but then so can I. So what's the difference? And Friday, my intent is to be broadcasting live from the mountains up somewhere near Williams, Arizona. So looking forward to it. I will be making a trip sometime during the month of September, sometime around the 10-year anniversary of that dastardly day. I will be on the road, so we'll be doing some catch-as-catch-can broadcasting. Going to make my way down to the Austin area for a couple of days. Got to go visit my granny up north and take care of some other things. I may stay gone a little bit longer than I'd planned because I think I need to get together with folks at Gold Star Trust Company, the trust company that I work with for the precious metals IRAs. So, and then, of course, in early October, I not only have another grandchild due, This one from my son and his better half. I call her my daughter outlaw. They're not legally married, but then let's face it, the whole business about a license issued by the state so that you can get married in the eyes of God somehow never washed with me. And if I had it to do over again, going back 42 years, I'd have told the state of Illinois to stick it. And we'd have just gone to the priest and done the eyes and the God business. But then I wasn't raised Catholic. She was raised, you know, Ukrainian, but their family followed the old Greek Orthodox calendar. The priest was a cool guy, had a wife and some kids, and a different order than they have. They don't get so much the control of the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope. Always remember Father Guido Sarducci and the Pope and the pizza. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it won't make a lot of difference. Anyway, so we gave you a little bit of what the paper markets were doing. Oil is now down 37 cents a barrel in the aftermarkets at 88.54. And so they've been able to bring that down. And yet, even with that, I was reading a report today that AAA, the, what is that, American Automobile Association or whatever it is, they believe that there will be a 2.5% decline in Labor Day travel. Well, in my particular case, I don't generally like traveling on holiday weekends anyway. We go over on the precious metals side of the aisle. We take a look at rhodium, still sitting relatively flat at $1,875 an ounce. Palladium is down $3 in the after hours at $770 an ounce. Platinum off $3 at $1,848, and all of a sudden the slide begins in gold and silver. The Asians have now taken over the market for the evening, and I believe that the Asians are doing all they can to drive the value of precious metals down because the Chinese are huge buyers, but they won't be buyers unless they can help in driving it down to the level that they want to buy it at. Silver is down 9 cents right now at $41.26 an ounce. Gold off 60 cents, currently at $1,834.50. But that depends on who you're reading. What is that, September, October futures? Is that a December contract? Whatever. I go over here to MarketWatch. MarketWatch tells me that gold is currently at $1,838. So who knows? Everybody quotes different prices for different reasons. During the time period that I was privileged to be hosting with Bob Chapman over the last 2 hours, I am constantly going through a series of things. Who is this from? Oh, come on. Well, we don't care about that. Thanks, Ray Ray. That's good. Amazing, amazing stuff. Wow. An old blues guy died yesterday. The guy was 98 odd years of age. He was, I won't just be rambling for the hour. Don't worry about that. And David Honeyboy Edwards, the last living connection of the original Delta blues man, died at the age of 96 at 3 o'clock this morning. Good friend of mine locally knew David very, very well. Guy was still performing up until just a couple of months ago. It's guys like B.B. King and so many others that came, and even guys like Jimmy Vaughn, and that came so many years after David. And his kind of talent will never be heard from again. So anyway, we're doing the show with Bob. And as I'm flip-flopping around, because I never sit still, I don't just sit there and focus on the program, what we're talking about. I have the ability to multitask. Throughout the course of that two-hour program, I'm having to watch another screen for callers. I'm having to watch emails for questions and comments that come in and or any potential breaking news that could affect this all. And throughout all of that, I'm perusing a series of websites looking for various different headlines that affect us economically and otherwise. Some of those that have cropped up today, one entitled The Great Housing Depression of 2008 to 2020. Well, the reality is the housing depression began in 2006. Stock market is measured by the S&P 500, rose almost 3% yesterday. Perhaps pleasantly surprised that the Northeast doesn't resemble the Gulf Coast. Katrina cable TV hype notwithstanding. So as traders picked their way across tree limbs and flooded roads on their way back to work Monday, perhaps they overlooked a commonplace sight that was even more prevalent than clogged waterways. For sale signs on lawns, sometimes with the nauseating come on, auction today, that's come on. We're in the middle of a real estate depression, folks. It's not getting any better. You've heard me talk about this for the year that I've been back at this network and for many years going back. Bob talked about how in his newsletter in 2005 they were telling people to bail out, get out now before the fall. I have it on tape going back into the fall of 2003 where I predicted the very same thing. Doesn't make me better than Bob. It's just areas that I was deeply involved with at that time, and so I was paying attention to it. If these housing market woes are any indication of the direction of the economy, we are in sorry shape. And ladies and gentlemen, it is housing sales that create so much. Housing sales are what gets lumber sales up and puts people to work, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, sheetrock people, roofing people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, carpeting people. Cut back on the manufacturing of all of these because a lot of people don't even have the money to do the necessary repairs and overhauls in the homes they're in. And so the thing to remember, as with the number of questions that we continue to explore on this program, our real estate problem comes down to this. What, if anything, is this administration going to do about it? Well, my friend, I'm going to give you the answer. They're going to do absolutely nothing about it except for campaign rhetoric, which is amongst one of the other headlines that came about today about Obama. Let's see if I can find this. I've got a series of different things, so I have to jump around and look for it here. Obama, late last night, Obama seeks the ultimate free lunch for housing, and it's a bank bailout in disguise. That's all it is. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Once again, my friends, as we look at the wide range of headlines that explode in our face every day, we see that Obama has a plan. He's a man with a plan. He's going to tell us what those plans are next month. His job plan, how to put America back to work. He's had well over 2.5 years to put people back to work in this country, but you can't put people back to work if you're not bringing the jobs back home and taxing these companies that have gone overseas. So that's an issue. So his jobs program is going to be nothing but another bunch of campaign rhetoric, rhetoric being nothing more than another term for BS. And now we take a look that he's got another plan to help Americans with mortgage problems. Well, they tried that once before, and that turned out to be a joke. He seeks the ultimate free lunch for housing, and it's a bank bailout in disguise. He wants to strengthen the housing market, provided that, one, the plan helps a broad swath of homeowners, two, the plan stimulates the economy, and three, the plan costs next to nothing. And on top of all of that, he's got another plan. Oh, yeah, I love this one. He sent a letter to Speaker of the House John Boehner today. Obama reveals that the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, is considering a clean air rule that'll cost up to $90 billion to implement. Well, now, wait a minute. Is that $30 billion that in actuality will be $90 billion? Or is it $90 billion that in reality, when they're done, will cost $270 billion? It doesn't matter. The man is doing what he does best. Not work, not create real solutions. He does what he does best. Run for office. That's been his job his entire life, run for office. He was a community organizer. I read a piece the other day, apparently a letter that he'd written when he was president of some law publication at Harvard, which I'm sure was paid for with affirmative action money or whatever it was. But apparently the guy can't write worth a darn. His syntax is terrible. He's got no punctuation. He doesn't know the difference from an exclamation point to a question mark. It's all the same thing to him. That's the reason he's got teleprompters. He can't write his own speeches, but few of them do. Reagan was probably the closest in our lifetime. I think Kennedy had the more innate ability to speak on the fly than any of these characters in my lifetime. So that's what the man's doing, running for office. Even somebody was on television last night talking about Obama being on the campaign trail. This is an Obama supporter. Drop-dead gorgeous chick, but not totally all there. Zoe Saldana. And I saw her as I was flipping through television very late at night, stopping on Chelsea Lately, which is one of the most vulgar programs on television. But once in a while, Chelsea will have an interesting individual on, and I figured I'd take a look at some eye candy for a few minutes, and then she talks about Obama being on the campaign trail. Oh, I thought he was out doing presidential things, listening to what the people had to say. Oh, I'm sorry. Barack Hussein Obama has a bad case of airplane syndrome, which is to say that his mouth is open, his ears are blocked. Before I get into other things of more importance, I received an email a little while ago. I guess I got it probably 2 hours ago from Granny. Another big wildfire in West Texas has erupted today in the same area that the big wildfires hit not that long ago. It is east of Possum Kingdom Lake area. Evacuations apparently have been ordered. Very rough terrain. Many homes in danger. From the time I got Granny's message, the fires had been going on for just a couple of hours. I received a note from her but 20 minutes ago. The fire has jumped to 3,000 acres in less than a half an hour. 20% or less humidity, 20-mile-an-hour winds with stronger gusts, and ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, fire creates its own wind gusts. Many homes in the path. Not a good night ahead for you folks in West Texas. Stay with us. We'll return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Dirty Harry Callahan tickling the ivories. Yep, that's old Clint Eastwood himself. Thought we'd let that run a little bit longer than usual. Why not? Welcome back to the last 20-some-odd minutes of the program. Yeah, it's been a long day. No complaints. Plenty to keep us going. Some of the other headlines we're looking at that are of a non-economic nature that unfortunately economically are costing us. So, by the way, an update on Obama's uncle. You're going to love this one. You remember this is the uncle that had the car accident the other day, almost ran down a cop. He was arrested. Drunk driver. Yeah, busted after this collision with a Framingham, Massachusetts cop. Illegal alien. Has a valid Social Security number and driver's license for at least 19 years. Despite being an illegal immigrant or alien and having previously ordered to been deported back to Kenya. Oh, it's unbelievable. So it's not. What a joke. You know, so I'm sure he'll get special treatment just like his auntie. I don't think that this is the half brother of his father. Who cares? You know, it's just not important. U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis today asserted that all migrant workers have a right to a legal wage, even though the Labor Department itself states that under U.S. law, the Immigration and Nationality Act, or INA, it states, quote, employers may hire only persons who may legally work in the United States. In other words, citizens and nationals of the U.S. There's that word nationals again that Roger talks about. And it goes on to say, and aliens authorized to work in the U.S. Labor Department signs a partnership with foreign governments to protect illegal workers in the United States. That's the headline. It's appalling. We got people in this country that cannot get jobs, but you've got the U.S. Labor Secretary signing an agreement with foreign governments to make sure the illegals get to keep the jobs and get protected and get paid a fair wage when Americans can't even get work. Now, there's a company in Wilcox, Arizona called Eurofresh. I love that, Eurofresh. Has signed or they have agreed to pay a $600,000 illegal hiring penalty. Now, wait a minute. Why does Eurofresh have to pay this $600,000 illegal hiring penalty when the labor secretary has signed an agreement with foreign governments to make sure that illegals can get a job in this country and are treated fairly? Now you come down to the illustrious governor, Nadyka Reno, sometimes known as Nappy, sometimes known as, she's a former governor, Napolitano. She's the Secretary of Homeland Security. We spoke the other day about current Governor Rick Perry out of Texas, who has sent a $350 million bill to the United States government for recompense because the state of Texas is forced to jail illegal aliens who are the responsibility of the federal government. Well, Napolitano, when she was governor of Arizona, billed the Bush administration for the same thing in Arizona. So smart aleck Napolitano comes out today talking about Rick Perry, saying that, I think he copied my letter when I was governor of Arizona. I think he subbed the word Texas for Arizona. Now, she says this at a breakfast this morning with reporters organized by the Christian Science Monitor. But she said his beef isn't with the administration. It should be with Congress. Oh, now, wait a minute, Nappy. Let's see if I've got this right. You sent a letter to the Bush administration, but Rick Perry, a Republican who happens to be running for the presidency against your illicit boss, he can't do a similar billing. That, you now say. Ain't this marvelous? You remember a few months ago we talked about the Tucson, Arizona Unified School District who was had their feet held to the fire because they had this special class on ethnic studies. They've basically gotten their wrists slapped. They've been told that they will have funds cut off because what they're doing is in violation of the law. You cannot create a class that is geared specifically for a specific race or people. And that's exactly what they did, doing everything they can to tell these poor little students, many of whom are illegals, just how bad the United States of America is and how their families were raked over the coals and we stole the land. Get your government to deal with our government. Treaties were signed. Monies were exchanged. The deal was cast in concrete. Nobody raped your women. Well, they may have. Okay? They didn't send an army to kick you all out and just steal this land. Governments got together, deals were struck. Good, bad, doesn't make any difference who was right, who was wrong. That was the deal. That's what was done. Hey, Santiana, they're killing your children below. That's an old folk song. Actually, I know that piece from Johnny Cash. I'll see if I can dig it up. Well, anyway, so the Tucson Unified School District has appealed to the courts. And in doing so, it's all led to the scrutiny of MEJA, the group Movimiento Estudiante Chicano de Aztlán came under scrutiny as a result of the Tucson Unified School District's appeal of the finding by Superintendent of Public Instruction in Arizona that the school district's Mexican-American studies class violated state law. In violation of the state law, classes are designed primarily for pupils of a particular ethnic group. They promote resentment towards a race, in this case the Anglo or Gringo, or a class of people, and in fact advocated ethnic solidarity instead of the treatment of pupils as individuals. Well, I don't know how much you know about MEJA, but you want to do some digging into this thing. According to testimony in the appeal of the state's finding that the school district's Mexican-American studies classes, auditors only revealed 9 out of the 180 possible lesson units. 5% of the curriculum could not be a representative sample from which to draw any conclusions. 3 of the 9 units contained an overabundance of political material. So this thing goes on and on and on. And, of course, you get the assistant superintendent, Dr. Lupita Caballos Garcia. Too much attention was paid, blah, 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 blah. It's going to be an interesting story for us to continue to watch. And I will continue to watch it. Sometime late tonight, I'll be working with my webmaster. I am, and by the way, if you're interested in looking over any of those headlines, I have been, as of late, at the federalobserver.com, my personal website. I have been posting fewer and fewer actual columns and more headlines that relate to what I believe is one of the biggest issues in this nation. And that is the illegal invasion of Estados Unidos by people of many races and many colors. So I hope that you will go visit that. But having said all of that, one of the reasons I'm posting as many headlines right now as relates to this issue is that that format will soon be getting changed over to a brand new website that I'm developing that is designed to deal 100% strictly with the issue of the illegal invasion of America. Federal Observer will revert back to what it's meant to be, commentaries, editorials, opinions by a wide variety of writers, many of whom I don't agree with. Others I do. But I'm going to be completely separating off the invasion over to a new site. We'll be letting you know about that as it gets into development. I won't pre-announce too much because I still have yet to lock in the domain name that I've chosen. I'm going to be working on that late tonight, and then I'll begin the process of developing the new site. It won't take much for me to do, believe me. It'll take very little for me to do. So I'm going to be working on that, and we'll keep you apprised of it. Now, back to the business of Republic Broadcasting Network, Republic Trading Group, International.com. That website will also be going through some minor changes. For some of you, you'll be happy because it'll be easier to remember. And we'll be talking more and more about that. On and off for the last four and a half hours between Robbie's program, which I should be joining tomorrow. We've been talking about some interesting options. People who have been acquiring a lot of gold over the years that are now sitting in a highly profitable position that very seriously need to consider what they can do with silver. And this is a program that Robbie and I have been trying to develop for close to a month. It's taken a lot of work and a lot of efforts. And I've already had a series of emails saying, well, what about if I have this kind of coin and how many coins is it going to take to do the deal? Well, it's simple mathematics. We believe so strongly in the direction where silver is going to go. For those of you who have purchased more gold and not enough silver that understand the growth potential of the silver, I want you to give what we have to offer some very, very serious consideration, my friends. And it is going to allow you to take some of the gold that you've been purchasing from Republic Trading Group or others. I don't care where you bought the gold. Gold is gold, and so long as it's a recognizable, fungible product, I'm certainly going to work with you. I don't care if it's old U.S. $5, $10, and $20 gold pieces or French or Swiss 20-franc pieces or Austrian or Belgian, or if you've got Italian 20 lira, if you've got old Russian gold pieces, you got Chinese pandas, I don't care what you've got, Krugerrands. If you understand and distinctly believe where silver is going to go, economically speaking, plus the fact that silver is going to be more spendable on a day-to-day basis, you know, gold right now is going to have to go to roughly $3,700 an ounce to double, and I believe it will do that. But as has been the case with silver over the last 10 to 11 years, it has, in fact, outperformed gold percentage-wise. And if gold goes to $3,700 an ounce, I mean, frankly, that scares me. That scares me that gold could go to $3,700 an ounce. But the silver that currently sits at around $42, $43 an ounce, could very easily be sitting in the 150, 160 range. That's four times the return. So why not consider giving us a call at Republic Trading Group? I want to put a box of Silver Eagles in your hands. I guarantee not a lot of you just don't have enough silver. Yeah, it's big, it's bulky, it's heavy. Bennett, what am I going to do? You take a roll of it and throw it in your truck or your car and always have some with you because you just never know when and where you're going to need it. Could buy you a tank full of gas and a bunch of food. You could be out there on a hunting trip one day and find out the dollar is dead and it is no more and you got to get gas to get back down the mountain. And you're going to go buy some convenience market, and they're going to let you fill up the gas tank with a few ounces of silver. And I figure right now it takes me about 2 ounces of silver to fill up the gas tank in my truck, my pickup. That's the way I look at it. 2 ounces of silver to fill up the gas tank. That means if I got a roll of Silver Eagles or Rounds or Maple Leafs in my truck, I got enough to fill that tank up 10 times. That's pretty good. That sucker will take me about 5,000 miles across the country. That's over and back again. I can live with that. Huh? Can you do that? I think about it in those terms. So let's say you bought a lot more gold than you did silver. And you know what? For the many, many years that I've traded in gold and silver, then people say, well, what do you think I should get? And I'd say, well, I'd put about 70 to 80% of it in gold and put the rest in silver. Today, I might seriously consider the reverse. Not as heavy in gold. It's portable. It's easier. It's lighter. Yeah, I can do that. But I want to get you a box of silver American Eagles. Let's say you came out and bought a whole bunch of British sovereigns from us over the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You pick up the phone tonight. You give Robbie or I a call at area code 1-800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Be prepared to send us 54 British sovereigns, old Queen Victorians, King Edwards, King Georges, modern Elizabethans. I don't care. 54 of them, I'll send you a full box of silver American Eagles. Maybe you don't have that much. Maybe you don't want to risk that much. Send me 27 British sovereigns, and I'll send you a half a box. That's 250 silver American Eagles. And for those of you who want to enter this at the lower level, it'll take you 11 British sovereigns to get 100 silver American Eagles. Something for you to consider. You can also send us an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Go to the website, scroll down on the right where it says Contact Us, click on, in gold lettering, the email address. It's right there below. It says Republic Trading Group. Our address is there and everything. And in gold lettering at the bottom of that Contact Us box, just click on it. That'll hook up your email. Tell me you want to talk. We'll get in touch with you. Let me know which size package you want. I'll get you all the instructions, what to do, how to do it. That's how we're going to take advantage of it. That's one of the ways you can bolster. Stay with us. We'll be back. You did it for me.
But if you want to live, you better fly. And over the line with 179.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Yes, we must take
America. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Lad on his back, boy, killed him a few in reply. And young Davy Crockett was singing and laughing with gallantry tears in his eye. For God and for freedom, a man more than willing to die.
Listen to. I have been since probably the fifth grade with my phenomenal instructor, teacher, Donald Adair. Yeah, I've been a student of American history. I learned in the fifth grade the truth behind the War of Northern Aggression. It was not, as the public has been led to believe through our textbooks and the idiotic teaching in American schools, the Fed education system. It is simply amazing to me that as I studied, and certainly throughout the years you hear about Magellan and Columbus and all these guys, the Fountain of Youth and all these world tours, but that is how eventually we were founded. You begin to learn about the heritage and the history of what made the world, and then we get into the colonial times and the Revolutionary War time period and the signing of the Declaration and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all that came along with it. And our battles against King George, king and country, my assets. And then you get up into this other periods, the French and Indian Wars, etc., and the time periods around the James Fenimore Cooper's Last of the Mohicans. I watched part of that film again last night with Daniel Day-Lewis, an amazing film. And then I get up to this time period around 1836, one of the greatest examples of courage ever known to mankind took place on this continent, a little place that's down in San Antonio, the Alamo. When I get down that way here in the next couple of weeks, Austin's as close as I'm scheduled to be, but I'm going to make that extra trip. I'm going to take that extra couple days. I'm going to San Antonio. I've known it, I've smelt it, I've breathed it my whole life. I just once, I've got to touch it. Once before I eventually kick the bucket, and Lord only knows at what point in time that'll be. All that came before, all that came afterwards, there's not a single example of that type of bravery, or maybe stupidity, but I don't think so. Where those people just stood there knowing that they weren't coming out of this crap alive, and they stood their ground and did what they had to do. But just remember this, you can talk about building all the border fences you want, securing the border of the United States of America, but as it relates to our southern border, you build a 15-foot high wall and those people down there will come up with a 17-foot ladder. You build a 50-foot wall, they'll come up with a 55-foot ladder. Thanks for spending your valuable time with me this evening. It's going to be a long night ahead for me, so I'm going to get to it. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow night. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you.
The next round of the worst.